Our gospel reading this Easter morning comes to us from the 28th chapter of the Gospel according to Matthew. After the Sabbath, as the first day of the week was dawning, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to the tomb. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descending from heaven came and rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothing white as snow. For fear of him, the guards shook and became like dead men. But the angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid. I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he has been raised as he said. Come, see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples, 'He has been raised from the dead, and indeed he's going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him.' This is my message for you." So they left the tomb quickly with fear and great joy and ran to tell his disciples. Suddenly Jesus met them and said, "Greetings." And they came to him, took hold of his feet, and worshiped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me." This is the word of the Lord. Well, grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and risen Savior Jesus the Christ. Wrestling was my sport in elementary school on up through much of high school. But let's be honest, I wasn't very good. I was not the guy that was sent out to the mat by the coach while in the back of his mind there was an expectation, oh, he'll be bringing back 2, 3, 6 points for the dual meet here. He's got this. That was never the coach. No, I was the guy who was more likely getting thrown around on the mat, getting flopped to his belly and being left there with the coach down on the edge of the mat yelling, "Get to your base! Get to your base!" In wrestling terms, to get to your base means to get to a stance where your hands are firmly on the mat and you are held up and in place and your knees are underneath you. It is a place from which a wrestler can move, trying to pop up quickly to escape or to try to begin a move to switch positions. Seems to me that that's where we are today. Easter is the followers of Christ's base. This is our foundation. It doesn't matter what's going on in your life, whether it's grand and glorious or it's deep difficulties. This is the place that we return to again and again and again. An empty tomb, a resurrection. A God who has defeated sin, death, and darkness. March 3rd, 1993, my grandfather, Ben Ellingson, died on the second floor of the Trinity Medical Center in Minot. He had lingered in ICU for a number of days, best as I can remember. After suffering a stroke while he was out driving with my grandmother. Grandpa Ben was of deep Norwegian history. His heritage flowed through his blood and came out his mouth. He said things like, "You know, I was over to see my cousin Teeter. I didn't realize until about 20 years later he didn't have a cousin Teeter, he had a cousin Theodore." Grandpa Ben was the kind of guy that loved donut hole donuts. He was the kind of guy who loved to tease his grandkids. He was the kind of guy that showed his love by looking out for us. In those days before his death, Jan and I lived on a small acreage south and west of Minot. Chris was in kindergarten. And if the weather was tough, he would call sometime between 6:30 and 7:30 at night. "Howard or Rhodes?" was a-drifting. Did you get back okay? The same with me. Did I have a tough time getting to work? Were there pillow drifts? Was I worried about getting out of the yard tomorrow morning? He was an integral part of my life, and when he died, it was hard. It was really hard. It is a hopeless feeling to sit in an IC unit waiting room day after day after day, praying again and again for a miracle. The miracle never came. Pastor Dietrich Bonhoeffer, the German theologian who was hung by the Nazis just days before the Allied forces came in and liberated Germany, wrote an Easter sermon entitled "The Mystery of Easter." And in that sermon is this line: "Christ did not come into the world that we might understand him, but that we might cling to him, that we might simply let ourselves be swept away by him into the immense event of the resurrection." It is being swept up into the resurrection that our moments of hopelessness are transformed into hope. We return to our base, our foundation, again and again and again in our lives. We come to the foot of the cross, and we are reminded that Jesus died for us. We come, just like the women who went to the tomb where they expected to do the work that you do after someone dies, lovingly preparing a body for burial. Hopeless and brokenhearted they came. But an angel shares an announcement with them which was ripe with hope. We come to a baptismal font, each and every one of us. We came at some moment in our life for more than just a splash of water. What happens at the baptismal font is not just a hollow ritual. It is the place where we are united with Jesus' death and resurrection. That baptismal font is the wellspring of our hope. Sitting in a gifts group, which is basically an adult Bible study, a couple of months after my grandfather's death, me along with this entourage of people who were on a faith journey together, started asking deep questions of life and death and hope. Tears were streaming down my face. I could barely choke out the question that I asked the others. Was the resurrection for my grandfather as well? There are moments in life which make absolutely no sense to us whatsoever. Moments like relationships that fall apart, which you're afraid may end in divorce. Times like when our dreams are dashed, all that we had hoped for, whatever it is, the rug is pulled out from under our feet and we are just left there, standing. Or when death, at whatever age, comes flying into our lives, leaving us struggling and with deep questions. Can you imagine what it's like to worship an Easter Sunday in Williston this year, where four young people this week died in two separate accidents? Questions, deep, deep questions abound in this place and 1,001 other places, as it seems as if hopelessness is going to take over the entire world. The Easter message enters into places like that with a word of promise that nothing, absolutely nothing, can separate us from the love of Christ Jesus our Lord. Jesus' resurrection is the assurance of our future. Death doesn't win. It gets a temporary victory here on earth. But the promise of Christ's resurrection is that death does not have the final say. Jesus does. 1 year and 1 day after the death of Grandpa Ben, on March 4th, 1994, at Trinity Medical Center, one floor directly above the ICU is the labor and delivery department. It was there that Tyler Ben Narum was born. As with the birth of any baby, there was great joy, expectation, and hope. And by the middle name, you can tell that Jan and I were still thinking about the great grandpa that this bundle would never get to meet. Hopelessness and hope are intimately tied together in our lives. In the darkest of times, we hold on until hope can seep into our souls once again. The women who came to the tomb that morning expected to rub their hands all over death. Instead, they found earth-shaking hope because the tomb was empty. The stone was rolled away. And here is the powerful thing. They were told by an angel, "Go and tell." In wrestling, if you do get to your base, you can't linger there. Because if you just sit there, solid on your base, and your opponent can't move you or do anything, the ref is going to come close and say to you, "Stalling on the bottom, warning." And if you continue to linger there at your base and don't move, the ref is going to blow a whistle and award a point to your opponent for stalling. We know our base. It is the resurrection. But we are not invited to stall, to sit there, to stay on our base. Instead, once we have heard the word of promise, once it has been gifted to us, we are invited, commanded, demanded to go and tell, just like those women. The truth is, the powers and principalities of the day thought that they had won when they put Jesus to death. They were certain that this rabble-rouser and his crew would be scattered to the four winds, never to be heard from again. But they were wrong, because the women went and told. This message of hope in the face of hopelessness will never go away as long as we too go and tell. Thanks be to God. Amen.